You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Achoikos Rishaynim, when you do Havdalah this year, meanwhile, we won't go through all the Shitas, but basically it's whether you do it Shabbos itself for the nighttime, just like a person who can't do Motzei Shabbos, but the Yevit could do it the Plaga Mincha to make Havdalah early.
Without the aura.
Yeah. I'm talking about Avdala and davening Avdala, okay. Or the other shita is that there is no Avdala this year, Avdala, okay. Or the way we do it, there's a shita to do it at Motzei Shabbos and give it to a cotton to drink. Or like we do it, that we do it Motzei Tisha B'Av. Okay, and in that, as machlokes rishonim, if that goes into even the madam, as machlokes rishonim, how to pass them. The Gemara in Pesachim, Garvei Pesachim, has machlokes till when you can make Avdalah. If you make Avdalah the whole Sunday, what we call Sunday, or do you make Avdalah till Tuesday? Because they'll make Tuesday. So machlokes rishonim, Shulchan Aruch has 2 days, and the Ikashita is till Tuesday. So you make Avdalah till Tuesday. So Memela, the Machloikas Rishonim is whether this that we make Sunday night is even according to the Shita that you can't usually make after Sunday, but this year you do. You have to understand why. But we'll first go with this Rebbe Akiva Eiger, because in this Rebbe Akiva Eiger lies many, you say this on understanding of Havdalah, the Zman of Havdalah. Basically, it's like this. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a din that it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody, the din is you say Havdalah in Tefillah, and if you forgot, you don't go back. Why? Because you can make Havdalah ala kois. Whereas originally, Havdalah was part of the Tefillah, and that's it. And then they went ahead and they afford the wine, so they did on wine. Then they got poor and they went back down. And they said that no matter what the situation is, first, you daven anyway, even if you can afford it. Like, well, shall we can afford a cup of grape juice? And Mamela, somebody told me that Chaim Kanievsky was very makbit to make a Havdalah with wine, Davka. Nobody should get nervous because it should be Narav and Rosham Zalman, all made Havdalah. On grape juice, you don't have to get nervous, right? So, because Gemara says, "Call whoever drinks wine, let's say Shabbos, to have the bottom scarf." So, the guy asked Reb Chaim, he says, "I have 7 sons already. How long do I have to do this?" Okay, if he's toiling in that, all right, fine. But anyway, Kopanim is like this. So the din is, you go back. But let's say you don't have wine. Person doesn't have wine. He's in a place where, you know, he's on vacation somewhere and there's no wine. Go make glatz. So we'll meet you. It's not your advertising. We'll meet you. So then he davens again because he can't make Havdalah. So Beni Yaina says, but if he's mitzapa, or he thinks he's soiver, he's yodeya, that he's going to get wine, lemachar, then he goes ahead and he doesn't have to go back. Whereas he can wait till he gets the wine. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that's what Ben Yaina Rosh brings. Okay. Now we'll go back for a moment to this question. The din is that we said that you can make Avdalah till Tuesday. One sheet is till Sunday, but we paskin the Ikar sheet of Shulchan is Tuesday. What about Matzah Yom Tov? What if a person, when can a person make Avdalah Matzah Yom Tov? Yom Tov is on Monday. When does he have to make Avdalah?
Kivager says 1 day.
Who says?
Reb Akiva Eiger says 24 hours, one day.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Reb Akiva Eiger.
That's what we're doing, right? Reb Akiva Eiger, he must have come late.
24 hours.
Okay. So anyway, Rav Kiveger brings, so what would you say? Rav Kiveger brings a Chochmei Prague, brings a Sefer, that the Chochmei Prague say that Matzah Yom Tov doesn't have this din. This din, Minchas Chinuch declares it in Hilchos Kiddush. When can you go ahead and make Avdallah Matzah Yom Tov? Is it till the next Chag? I think the Bikiyesu might have, I don't remember. But if Kiveger brings from a psak from the Chochmei Prague, that I don't know what century it was the Chochmei Prague, but that the Chochmei were paskin only Matzai Yom Tov. What's called Matzai Yom Tov? Okay, let's see here. What's called Matzai Yom Tov? Above it? Hello?
I remember Kiveger saying 24 hours.
Okay, what's his raya? That's what we want to get to. So Kiveger says it must be 24 hours. What's the raya? In other words, is it dafka, like let's say Monday, what we call Monday night, plays the whole night? Kiveger says correctly, it says 24 hours. What's his raya? Because that halacha that the Rabbeinu Yonah says, which is halacha Shulchan Aruch, that if you're going to have lemachar wine, right, it's mashma that not after lamacha. Let's say a person is in a place, all stores are closed Sunday, like we remember in the mountains they used to have such thing, right? Instead of opening up all the stores so you can buy, the Akum used to keep the stores open, right? So Mamela, they can't get wine till Sunday night. Till Tuesday, it was a Tuesday night. That's a Sunday night. I'm sorry, we're going to Rabbeinu Yonah now. So Kiveger's Medayik, they're only, and yet the Rabbeinu Yonah himself paskins, the Rosh paskins, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can make till Tuesday. So it should say in Shulchan Aruch, why don't you say you can wait till Tuesday? Let's say he knows he's going to get wine on Tuesday, grape juice on Tuesday. Why is Rabbeinu Yonah only say Lamacha? Why is the Shulchan Aruch say Lamacha? Could even till Tuesday? That's the question. So Rabbi Kiveger, based on that question, says must be that even though you can make Avdallah till Tuesday, that's when you made Avdallah in Davening. So you already made the Ikar Avdallah on Matzai Shabbos. But since it is a din to make Avdallah Lakais, so they gave you Avdallah Lakais till Tuesday. But a person missed Davening, and the earliest he's going to make Avdallah Lakois Monday, Tuesday, that means he never makes Avdallah on Sunday, then he has to daven again. Could be even, we'll talk about that another time. Could be even, let's say he thinks he's going to have tomorrow. Tomorrow, go to the store. Right now, the stores are closed. Right? It's 10, 11 o'clock at night, Sunday evening. We'll go to tomorrow, lo and behold, no grape juice. No stores are open, whatever. Then, right? Then he has to daven again and say Atochanan Tandu, even during the day. We'll even see, Reb Shlomo Zalman has, I saw in the one on Tefillah, I believe it is, that if a person, the din is like this, the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, if a person didn't say Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei and he ate before Havdalah, he has to daven again. So Knas they made it. Well, it's fair shot in the Gemara, but that's how we pass in. But the Gemara says, "Ta'a bezeu bezeh, choyzo mispalo." And all the Rishayim came out, except for the Mivi, learned that the Pshat is that if he ate, or Rashba says he did malacha, he has to daven again. So let's say a person forgot this year, and he remembers, now he's going to make Avdallah Matzai Tisha B'Av, and he eats, he forgets, and he eats again. Could be he has to daven again. Sunday night with Atachon Antonu, Shlomo Zalman has. You're not sure if they gave you Atachon Antonu to that night. I will leave it. But anyway, Kiveger says that you see from this Rabbeinu Yonah, the fact that Rabbeinu Yonah says you should make Avdol till Tuesday. But in this situation where he didn't make Avdolah in Tefillah, then he has to daven again in order to gain a Avdolah on a Sunday. So therefore, what do you see? When's the Ikar Avdallah? 24 hours, right? It's not just Motzei, what we call Saturday night. It's the whole Sunday. Because if the din would be, with Kiveges timing for this Rabbeinu Yoina, you see there's two stages. There's a stage to do it Motzei Shabbos, and then B'diyeved to do it Sunday, Monday. Sunday, Monday is B'diyeved, meaning, or at least if you already did it on Tefillah, then you could do it on Monday, Tuesday. But you have to have some kind of Avdallah on Sunday. Why Sunday? It should be Saturday night. Is a raya that Avdallah is 24 hours, the whole Sunday. And therefore, since it's 24 hours, that's what's called Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos doesn't mean what we call Saturday night. Motzei Shabbos means the day after Shabbos. And therefore, on Yom Tov, Motzei Shabbos means the whole day after Yom Tov. And you can make Avdallah for 24 hours. Right? That's the Kivega. Now, the Etzem in Shoch, I had this diak. Interesting, I found the Mishabur makes this diak. How do you understand this with Kivega? Kivega is saying you should do it Sunday and B'dievet Monday and Tuesday, right? So, first of all, that means he's basically saying that the real Havdalah is on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday is a Katashlumin. The beginning of Mishamesai, the din of Oisik mitzvah, part of mitzvah by somebody who's Oisik with a mace. So we know a person's an Einan, he's part of a mitzvah. So just make sure we understand that. In other words, Chochman Atzlan, if somebody lost, somebody has to sit Sheva for. So in the Zman of Aninus, so what's a din? He's Aser in. What? Bas of a Yayin. He's part of a mitzvah. One second. He's part of mitzvahs, right? Does he have to wash his hands if he eats bread?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
He's also with mace at that moment.
What?
He's not also with mace at that moment.
No. He's ice. That's called ice cream mace. He doesn't make a bread. Anything is called ice cream mace. Even I asked on Friday when I was here, Shabbat, Lalenu. I'm going on a plane. What am I going to do on a plane? He says, today on a plane, you can make a phone call. It's still called Isaac the Mace. On a plane, you can even make a phone call to the place and you're still being Isaac.
Even
though
you get over the foundation. Hmm?
It's not called giving over. You have to make decisions. Today is, it's not, you're always Isaac. That's a day. And let's leave that, the problem now. All right? So, does he have to wash his hands?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to make broccoli.
He's Isurim.
That's called an is. What?
Can't be over Isurim.
Yeah, it's called Isurim. Sure.
Sure.
Okay. What?
The nature of a
matir to
wash your
hands. So it's Isur. He's saying it's Isur to eat. So that's a machloikus of poiskim. I think we are machmi. I don't remember. I think we are. To wash your hands without a broccoli. Can he sit on a chair? Huh?
Only,
yes. Yeah. That. With Zelik's son. The din is you can't sit on a chair. The whole veld does it, but you can't with one slip. So, I don't know
why,
because the din of Velas, why isn't it noyed by an on the Einan? No, because the pshat is that he'll be too busy doing, if he'll do Atifa Saraj, and in those days, taking off your shoes is a whole thing. You have to take you can wear shoes. In those days, taking off your shoes is a whole big thing, and you'll be so busy with that, you'll be so busy with Tifa Saraj, all the other things. But things like sitting on the chair, don't sit on a chair. It's a lach and shulchan aruch. It's before Shramban. And Rafael in his sefer brings a divrei Malkiel that they asked of the minhag ha'olam is not that way. He says, maybe because it's uncomfortable. If I believe it's very simply, they do it for 7 days, so why is it so uncomfortable? So I don't know what to tell you. But I have seen people who know not sit on chairs. But the Levayas, they don't sit on chairs. Kalman by Observes Levaya lay down on the floor. Remember that. He laid down the floor. He went up on the stage. It was a little easier, but he... anyway, back upon him, that's the din of an oin. Right? So let's, what the Motcha said, Rabbi Tashulman. Let's say an oinen misses Shachris because he's an oinen. What? There's no tash. Well, not, I'm talking about davening first. So Vadi has no tash. He doesn't have to. If he was an oinen the whole duration of time of Shachris, right? If he was a gnat, let's say he finds out the mace. I had me. It wasn't a get because I went. I took my mother sometimes to saw my father, but my mother was at night. So I was already chayiv in my room. I don't know how you pronounce it. Burial. How do you pronounce it? Burial.
Burial.
Burial. So had the burial been in the morning, I would have had to daven Mayriv to that why, because I was chayiv in Mayriv the night before. But let's say a person, but Lamaisa is, let's say a person misses the whole Zman, so then he doesn't have to make it up. So that's the shaila. What happened with Rabbeinu Yehuda? Pam achas hayu Rabbeinu Yehuda oine v'achol b'loy havdol. It goes a little more. Then when he came back, the macharasoi, meaning Sunday, k'shabav be'beis akvaras amul olama ein choisa havdola. Why don't you make havdola now? Even though you ate, he says, "Hey Shalom, ma'achas sheisi poter emesh." I'm also potter now. She came at Sinu, you find the din of Tashlumin, like you find Chiger B'Yom Rishon. Somebody's a lame right, person on the first day of Yom Tov, so he's potter, according to one man, he's potter from Kabbanis the rest of the Chag, because he's not Chayav, Dekki Yom, Kul and Tashlumin the Rishon. So he says, I was potter here. Right, that's what he said over here. Bar Meir Nuremberg, it should be Brettenberg, Kosov, Bilchus Machshelo. No, that he can go ahead and make Avdala still. That's Allah. That's the Geyer before my stepbrother-in-law. Now, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, then they have the Rebbetzin's buried. He'll have to make Avdala. He'll have to make Avdala whatever it's Monday, right? That's the my Rebbetzin also happened Matzah Shabbos, right? Matzah Yom Tov. It was Motzei Shabbos, right? It was Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so she made Avdala afterwards. But Akoponim, well, it wasn't a gay, her brother, she was taught, yeah, right. But Akoponim, that's the Machlokes. So the Taz explains this Machlokes, is whether the 3 days is the Zman, just like I have a Zman Shachris. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, till 10 o'clock, let's call it, right? You have till 10 o'clock. So Mimela, if a person's in at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you can dive at 10 o'clock, whatever, to, right? You can dive until when this man tefillah is over, whatever. Chatzais, let's say, we would say, quote to some sheets, right? But Masha'en came, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, it seems, held no. It's not, that's a tashlumen. Since he was potter, he's potter from the rest. That's what it seems. So Rabbeinu Yehuda seems to be like a Mekiveger, right? That you don't have the other 2 days of Tashlumin. The only problem was, it says Emesh, last night I was potter. He came back on Sunday. L'chayre, according to Mekiveger, right? If what? Should be the whole day. The answer is, so somebody asked this to Shloime Eger. Right? I would have asked him too. I had the same kash, but I found Shloime Eger. I was thinking about this because it's Chassam Sefer. That the Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that the din of Avdala is different than other mitzvahs. Let's take the mitzvah of Kiddush. What's mechayv you to make Kiddush? Shabbos. Shabbos, make Kiddush. Make Kiddush 24 hours. What's mechayv you to take a luluf? The day of the first day of Sukkot. What's mechayv you to sit in the Sukkot? Let's say the first night of Sukkot. What's mechayv you to matzah? The night of Pesach, the Chatzos. It's a mechayv. Havdalah, the Machayev is not Sunday. The Machayev is the moment of Saturday night at that Motzei Shabbos. For instance, Minchas Chinuch Shaila, if a kid's a cotton, and he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Sunday, Pashtus is not Chayev to make Havdalah Midaraisa. Because it's only Shach Havdalah if Motzei Shabbos, that moment, he was Chayev. Or it's Chayev and Shabbos. Okay, that's a little different. because that moment could become my mitzvah. But let's leave that second. Let's say a guy becomes a ger on Sunday. If a guy becomes a ger in the middle of the day, it's chayav to daven. Right? He becomes a ger at 9 o'clock in the morning. So he's got to daven shacharis. Right? He becomes a ger 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He davens mincha. He doesn't daven shacharis. He's part of shacharis. But over here, the pshat is not Sunday is the mechayiv. Right? Let's say Lu Yitzur, let's say a case. A guy's a shaita Saturday night. He's a Shabbos, eatem cholim, eatem shaita, the Gemara says. Right? The Gemara says what they call now a schizophrenic, right? The guy is sometimes this and sometimes that, Shem Yirach. Right? And in those days, there was no medicine, so people suffered from such things. So, in other words, what would happen? He's called a shaita. So the Gemara says, if he ate matzah when he's a shaita, he's not yaitzi, he has to eat again, right? So let's say he was a shaita Matzei Shabbos, the moment of Matzei Shabbos. And then he gets better, you know, Saturday night, Sunday. Could be his potter, because at the minute that Shabbos left, he was potter. But anyway, that's the Ruchi Vega. We'll go more into it.
What about Noshim? Noshim.
Yeah, so, okay. We're going to go, okay, fine. Once you mention it, we'll mention Noshim too. I have two Adam over here that were here last today, and we spoke about this too. So what do you say?
Well, there's in Perikol Kisvei.
So Reb Shlomo Zalman says.
The Ran brings.
Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Taka, I always think of this, that according to this from Kibeg, I don't know if he brings it from Kibeg. I should check it out, Taka. Reb Shlomo, if you don't mind, it's in the Halicha Shlomo. No. Yeah, you look it up yourself. You do it. I'm simcha on you. But
the Ran and the Rebbeinu Tam.
Wait. The machlokes we shein if women make avdala. How women make avdala? It says to be machmir to make avdala. So the Shlomo Zalman says this year a woman should have a ma'ariv matzei Shabbos because she's not going to make avdala. When is she going to make avdala first time? Only afterwards. So even if a woman doesn't usually have a ma'ariv, this year she should have a ma'ariv to chapin avdala. So before Gordon after Shir asked me a good question. Yeah, after davening, after Mincha, he asked me, what did women do before they made a Tkanan Kais? It's a good question. He's right. I said, it's a good point. Could be they had to daven Ma'ariv. According to this, before they had the Tkanah of Avdallah La Kais, what did women do in order to make Avdallah?
They said Baruch Hamadu.
Baruch Hamadu is only Matir. It's not called Avdallah. According to most, we say. It's not called Avdallah. Those who Hashem say you make a bracha, maybe. They say, Bachta Hashem alakein machalah. But our meaning is like most of Hashem, Bacha mavakar, it's not Avdallah. Right? I don't know. Unless they were misakataka, that's good enough for them. I don't know. It's a good point. He's asking a very good point. According to that Shita and Lamaisa, what did they do then? If you have to be machle. But the point is that this year, if a person forgets to say, Atachanatanu, then he didn't have the ikar of Avdallah. The problem is, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You look in Reish Tzadik Dalet, it's a Beis Seis who brings it, I don't remember from who, maybe over here I'll have the Maramakum. In Reish Tzadik Dalet, it says, Tisha B'av Shechal, Sif Gimel, Tisha B'av Shechal Yez Becho Shabbos, Tav Allah Hivdu B'tfila, Ein Tzach Latzah Spalu, Kivin Shemavdol, Mishmu doesn't even say a word on it. Kivin shemavdol alakoyz b'motzai tishibo. According to this, Rav Kivenga, the chayre, he's missing out the ikar of Dala. What happened to the ikar of Dala? Right? That's the Pella de Kazakh. So the chiv is there, right? I'm saying is, so where did you have the, where's the of Dala? When does it make the of Dala? He missed the Ikar, according to Kivenga, is the Ikar of Dala. But he missed it. Look, right? Kivenga says it's better to make Avdallah and daven again, if a person missed, on Sunday, than to wait for the wine on Monday. Here's the case. You say, okay, over here, you can't wait till tomorrow, so what? But the Maisa is, according to Kivenga's explanation, he has to happen on Sunday. I don't know, it's a big thing.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.